Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Heart and Soul Holistic. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. It has been a very interesting week, I'm sure. I'd love to talk to everyone about it because either it was myself going through, I call them the doldrums. It was like you just felt like you were just walking through quicksand energetically. You know, it was really hard to rise above the pain body, you know, to kind of move back in and be where you really want to be. It felt like it was a lot more work and a lot more you had to get really focused to do so. And, you know, either illness brought it to make it more difficult. I mean, a lot of people were having the flus or the colds that were around, or for me it was something else that was just hanging on. But it was really hard, and I have to say this, to really regroup and get focused and centered. And I do know that this last moon was a very big transitional moon. So at first it felt like, boy, this is a beautiful, you know, sweet transition. It felt really, it's really sweet. And then as it started to wane, that's when I noticed more people were feeling extremely fatigued and almost depressed. I actually was at Starbucks, and a woman was getting me my chai, and she said, "Oh, what, you know, what do you do?" And I said, "Oh, I do healing." And she said, "Oh," she said, "could you please heal me?" She said, "I have been really feeling like I just don't want to be here anymore." And I thought to myself, oh, you know, here she is getting my chai. And I just said, you know, well, you know, it has been a very difficult moon, and so it could be what you're feeling. So I always say, you know, please don't take it seriously. Just observe. And I said, when I come back in another time, because I do go to this place a little often, more often than I'd like, I said, I'll give you my card and we can get together. I didn't have any. I really don't carry anything with me. So it was very interesting. But then that day, my husband had the same heaviness and feelings of depression, and his friend as well, who's not, these are very optimistic beings, also got slammed, and I say slammed, with this experience. So it was very interesting because it's been like up and down, you know, this past week or two actually, but mostly this last few days. I'd love to hear about it for everyone. What I do like to do before the beginning of a show is just really center everyone. It has been an important thing to constantly do during this type of transitional. I feel like I've had to get really quiet and every minute stay in meditation much more than I ever do. I mean, I must be meditating, you know, four times a day instead of twice a day. So it has made me, and I feel like it's the only place I want to be. And I'm sure a lot of people might have had that experience, that the quiet was what they needed. I mean, to go into a group setting or even a yoga class, which I normally would love, I just couldn't feel like I could be around energy because I was really trying to fill my own cup up. So I feel really clear. I've been doing my work, so I really made sure that I was aligned tonight to help and to really connect for everyone else that is having an issue. So tonight is really about questioning and how you, as a spiritual being, get to your spiritual self. Some of the questions that might come up, what you're kind of dealing with, and how you do get into this knowing place that everything is in perfect alignment and that spirit is there with you and you're not alone in this. And that's something that takes practice. That's why we meditate. That's why, you know, we do what we do every day so that we can get clearer and more centered in that beautiful space that, you know, our guides, our angels, our higher self can really get in touch with. I have to apologize for last show. We had some phone issues with Blog Talk Radio, so I did see that on my screen there was only 3 callers. When I checked the show, there were 33 callers in the queue. So please understand that it was just this Blog Talk. It wasn't connecting everyone, so I apologize for that. We are going to have Angelica Rose back again. I'm very excited about that. She'll be on February 20th at 7 p.m. So please tune in again for a nice, wonderful reading from her. She's just lovely. So tonight, let's just center everyone. Let's all take a nice deep breath in, inviting our guides and our spirits and all the angels to come and surround us tonight and bring us to that beautiful place of light and peace and joy and happiness. We invite them to come into the show, into our hearts, and filling us with the information and the peace and the knowing that we deserve as humans, to know that we are spiritual beings, to know that we are supported, and that we are learning with every experience that we have, to be and do and see better, to know and really feel at the deepest parts of ourselves that we are truly being guided and blessed. And so taking a deep breath in, breathing in the beautiful light that surrounds you from above, breathing it in and pushing it all the way through your chakras, all the way coming down. Let's pick a beautiful color of purple as we inhale that beautiful color, letting it come all the way through, all the way down our spines and all the way into Mother Earth. And as we center now into the center of Mother Earth with our feet firmly grounded, we take that beautiful red lava energy and bringing it up all the way through from the bases of our feet all the way through and up through our spine, that beautiful red color, clearing away any old belief systems that are no longer working for us, burning away pain, suffering, bringing it like a fountain out of the top of your head and letting it go back down to Mother Earth to be transmuted. And now taking a nice deep breath in, and now expanding your energy into the room. Feel yourself becoming greater and bigger. Feeling your energy expanding into the room. And taking another deep breath. And now feeling yourself expanding above your house. Looking down from the great observer position. And now taking another deep breath in and feeling yourself even going bigger, like you're sitting on top of clouds, looking down onto the planet. And now bringing yourself even further out into the cosmos, into that unconscious, eternal space, the vastness, the beauty. And feeling how that feels to be that big, to be that beautiful. And now bringing your attention now back as you start to center and enter back into the being that you call yourself. Taking a deep breath in and bringing your consciousness back into the room. Opening your third eye. And now sitting with the question that you'd like tonight to be helped with, to be help you find your own answer through spirit. We ask and invite your guides to come. And as we move into our hearts, we open that space. We let that monkey mind just move away. and feeling how big and beautiful your heart is, and how nice it feels to be in that beautiful, open, loving space. Wow, that feels so nice. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I see the phones are finally working, so that's lovely. Thank you. I'm going to start taking callers. I have had a lot, since the beginning of the show, I've been noticing. So I'm going to go right into callers. So let's see who is waiting. Hi, 484. Who am I talking to?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And who am I talking to?
Yes, my name is Antoinetta.
Oh, hi, Antoinetta.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to be here. I think I may have spoken with you. I don't know, but you sound feel like I have.
I think back in the summertime. So it's a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And so what? We're going to just take one question, and we're just going to see if we can focus in on what spirit might have in store for you. So is there one question you'd like to ask?
Now, are you pretty good with time frames, or is that not a good question to ask?
No, I am very good with time frames. Usually
my
guides tell me numbers, and so usually that's a three. You know, they'll give me a quick answer. So, yes, I'm pretty good, actually.
My question is, when is Danny going to be moving into my house?
Moving in?
Yes.
Okay. Moving in. So I get that my guide said that it's been a long time coming. That's what I just heard. So was distant the problem before? Is this the reason why it has taken so long for him to decide to do this?
Well, he hasn't told me any of this. What's happening is I actually had a vision a couple months
mm-hmm.
ago, and just recently in the past, I'm going to say week or so, something
mm-hmm.
has really been punching me in the gut, saying that there's going to be a situation over there where he's living, and he's got to get out of there. So
mm-hmm.
something is kind of like, you know, kind of like tapping me on the shoulder, like, you know, something's going to go down and, you know, there's going to be a commotion and he's going to have to come stay here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that I'm feeling. So I don't know if that's the universe, like, preparing me, so I don't have
absolutely,
a heart attack.
Yeah. I really do think that when you are that clear on some information that comes to you
mm-hmm.
through a dream or through your great intuition, most women have really strong intuition.
Well,
I had
the vision
mm-hmm.
late September of last year, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes the universe will give me, like, a six-month heads up, so to speak. And
yeah,
kind of
and you know, I keep getting a three around this, so I keep getting 3 months
okay.
that there will be movement in towards him finally saying yes to go to coming. So three is not too long away. So I do get that you probably did get a 6 month, and then by the time you kind of get it going and talking about it and getting it moving, it's going to be like a 3 month thing. I
now,
really
are
get
you
that
sure,
it's.
Are you
yeah.
sure it's not 3 weeks? Because I'm feeling like something's going to happen soon. Like,
really quick, yeah. I do get that he'll be there. He'll be coming to you and being with you, but as for really completely deciding and moving and getting his every belonging into your place, it feels like a 3 month period. So it feels
like.
What
happened was the vision, and I was fully awake with the vision. The vision showed me in September. He is actually going to be taking a lot of stuff to storage. It's going to be taking his mattress and box spring to a storage unit. So he's
mm-hmm.
going to come here, like, with a bag of clothes and you know, maybe, you know, personal items, and I think that's about it. But my only concern is the only reason that he would be coming here is because him and his stepfather get into it and,
mm-hmm.
you know, he tells him, hey, you got to get out of here, or there's a problem, and he comes running here. So that's my only problem, where I don't really like that, because I feel like you're not coming here because you're madly in love with me. You're coming here because you were in a bad spot.
Right, right. He's more like in need of it than he is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got you. And that could be the only, you know, that could be a way for him to finally make a decision. I keep getting that this gentleman is really not very good at making decisions based in, like, emotion. So when he has to do something, like he's really seeing that this is a bad, then he makes a decision. You know, so I wouldn't take it too personally that that's the way he got to you. I do get that's kind of how he does his life kind of thing. Like, you know, kind
yeah.
of like it's like somebody who's overweight by 100 pounds, but, you know, they finally have a heart problem. And then the doctor says, you need to lose weight. And they go, oh, yeah, okay. You know, well, it took him a long time before he finally got, I'm living a pretty unhealthy life, you know. So some people
yeah.
are more apt to do life that way, and that's the feeling I get around him. So I wouldn't worry so much about it, how he came to you, but, yes, I do see that he is coming to you, absolutely. So I'm getting my guy saying, yes, it was you right on, the vision was right, and that's
okay.
why they're sending it to you, so that you'll get a chance to get used to the idea, too. You know,
right,
it won't be
right,
so
yeah.
abrupt. Yeah, because it's
Absolutely.
Also you will be losing your personal space. You're going to be having to get used to this. So I really want you to do some, you know, cleansing of your old space, you know, smudge it mm-hmm. so that you're opening to a new frequency that is
okay.
a positive one for both of you to come into, okay? So, you know, get clear some of your things away so that when he comes into the space, you're coming into a fresh kind of new energy, you know? That's what
so
I would do. Just
so he definitely is going to be moving here. There's going to be a situation and he's going to come
yeah.
here.
I do. I get that. And I get maybe the three was really about that, you know, it will start getting more obvious, more clear to him, because he's a slow learner, this guy. That's what I get. A little
right.
slow,
you
know, in
like,
getting the message that he needs to do something, you know. So
do you feel like the blowout is going to be within 3 weeks and he'll come here, or...
I do get that it's already started. I think that little every day it gets worse and worse where he is. And I get that when within from now until the 3 months, he's going to be
sure.
coming back and forth and back and then finally just stay and say, I'm done. I know. But it just feels like he doesn't want to have he doesn't want to leave in a negative way. He's hoping things would change, get better, but I don't feel it's going to. I keep feeling there's some addiction around him, like alcoholic or, you know, really a very negative energy that is really not good for him. That's what it feels like. So,
do you think the stepdad is drinking and then maybe gets mouthy and
yes,
and,
that's exactly what I feel. That's exactly what I feel.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, he's mad
good.
And he's, yeah, that's what I keep getting. He's,
and,
he also
know,
doesn't like him. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the big thing. Unfortunately, he kind of quit his job and walked off the job. So now he's without a job for a couple of weeks and he's sitting there. And I'm sure the stepdad is falling
right.
through the roof over that.
Exactly. And so here's
cool.
this grown man at home, this guy's having to take care of him. He's not happy about that. You know, so there's issues that this stepdad has with your boyfriend. And you might even have the same issues if he comes and lives with you and not working. So we have to sympathize a little for the stepdad.
Right.
It's not all his fault
But I'm just going by what the universe is doing me. I mean, they're, like I said, all this week they've been, like, tapping on my shoulder like, hey, there's going to be a problem over there. There's going to be promotion. And I'm thinking, hey, it's not my problem because I'm not over there. But they're saying, yeah, it's going to be your problem. And so that's why.
And that's what you – this is why I kept getting – Spirit was saying, do you want this to happen? Be very clear that you want this to happen, because by being open to it, guess what? It will happen.
What?
But if you say, I will let you stay with me for a certain amount of time, and then we'll see how it goes. If you don't get the job and Stark can help me living here with me, then it's can't be okay, you know.
Well,
so you have to set your boundaries for sure.
Right.
I think this
right.
is about for you and your boundaries. It's about
right.
you, you know, saying, okay, you know, I know he wants to work and I feel like he really does. I think that he will get another position if he gets off the couch and gets looking. It's more about getting proactive for him, and that's what I keep getting. I really don't feel like he knows how to do this, how to get another position.
Right. And I feel bad that everything is spiraling downward real quick for him lately.
I know.
Ever since his best friend just died on Monday unexpectedly, and you know everything keeps going down.
You know, it's funny, right when I first opened the show, I usually open my channels, and there was a George, an energy named George in here, and I was like, okay, so you must be somebody on the show, somebody coming to the show must be who he's come to talk to. So I'm not sure you could find out if this guy's name was George, but he was just hanging out, you know. Okay. All right. So it must be someone else in the show that's coming for a reading. So I always I just write it down. But that was so clear and so strong. So, he is definitely going through a lot. And I just want you to know that when somebody is holding a lot of negative energy around them, like, you know, that they have attracted a certain frequency, you know, to their own life. And that's something that you have to know. When you step into someone else's frequency, it can take you too, you know. So you have to stay strong.
Right. And he has not been in contact with me in over 2.5 weeks. And I don't bother him because I figure when he needs me, he'll contact me. So I don't know what he's doing.
Right. And that's something that you're good at. You don't push, which is really good, but it's something that you have to also ask yourself if you would like to have this energy in your space. And my guys are saying no. She has to be very clear on boundaries with this gentleman. And when it does happen, how long it could be for. If it's just for a little bit, that's fine.
What's going to happen is he's going to come here. He's going to get comfortable. He's going to skate right in, and he's going to get comfortable and go right into a relationship and figure, hey, I got, you know, it made in the sky of heaven here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I do know. Yeah. I know. It's not, this is something you have to know. This is not your job to take to rescue him. This is something Spirit, just making sure you hear that. It is not your job to rescue him. By being open to rescuing him or waiting for him to ask you, it is kind of like you're becoming the enabler. You're not letting him figure out what he needs to do to get his life back on track again. So if you do have him come back, there has to be a contract, a sacred contract you make with him that says you can stay for a month. And, you know, during that month, this is what I expect of you. I expect you to look for a position. I expect you, you know, to clean, you know, do what is important for you. You need to have a boundary and a contract, and then it will work beautifully for you. If you don't have one, it is an endless amount of work you're signing up for, if you know what I mean, of getting him motivated, of helping him. He's got to be facilitating his own destiny in the way of getting himself motivated and looking for a position. It has to be him who's doing it. So if in the past 2 weeks he's been grieving his loss of his friend, getting, you know, used to the fact that he doesn't have a position, that's okay. I mean, everybody has to kind of get used to what happened to them, you know, and it feels like a lot did happen to him. So, but if indeed you see him not moving towards rectifying anything, then you have to know that, you know, he's in a more stuck place than you know. And to leave a job because of anger, you know, being mad and walking off a job, is an anger issue, you know?
Well, he was at a job for 10 years, left that job on the spot, got a new job, thought the grass was greener on the other side, last year, 6 weeks, walked off that job.
Yeah.
I already conceded his stepdad's going to say, listen, you're out of here. I'm done with you.
Yeah, I do think. I think he himself has some anger issues that he's yet to deal with, you know, himself. So he's not in a stable place. You know, if you think about it, you know, mature, grounded people don't flip out and leave. You know, they usually say they can talk it through to the boss and say, you know, this is how I feel about this, or this is what I think about this, or, you know, be more mature about it. But if you are very immature spiritually, then you flip out and you leave jobs, and you you burn lots of bridges on your journey.
Uh-huh.
And that's something you probably have to look at and ask, do I want to have a child that I'm going to help raise to get his life together? No, I didn't think so. So this is something you in spirit are going to work with, is how you can say when he does need your help, okay, I will help you, but you can stay with me for such and such a time. In that time, really, you have to be actively looking, or else it just won't work. And now you set your boundaries, okay?
Right, because I thought by him not contacting me for the last 2.5 weeks that I was rid of him. But apparently the universe is tapping on my shoulder and say, oh, no, he's coming with a lot of commotion. You know, like quiet before the storm, you know what I'm saying? That's what I feel is going to happen here.
Well, it's not going to happen because you are aware of it ahead of time, and you have already made an agreement with Spirit that that's not allowed, that he will not be able to bring his chaos into your life, okay? So you make that commitment. You say, you know, Spirit, I am setting my boundary around this him, and so that he can't bring his chaos so that I can try to fix it. That's not the position I'm in. So you make the agreements with everyone in your life. You do. You make contracts, spiritual contracts. Make one that's good for you, okay, that's really clear. Write it down and say, you know, this is what my contract is spiritually. I will help him. I will support him and love him, but I will not let his energy, negative energy, anger energy, dependent energy come into my world and make your life in a sense, burdened with it, okay? So really get clear, because that is more loving than you rescuing him. It really is.
Right.
You know, it's what enabling is about. When you hear the word enabling, it's because you are helping somebody do their life, where then they get lazy and they never do it themselves. They never grow up, you know? They never see a pattern.
Yeah. Right, and I think what's really bothering me constantly is this blowout that he's going to have with the stepfather. That just keeps replaying in my mind, like, oh, there's going to be a blowout. Like, it's my problem, and it's not.
No, and this is something I want you to work with, is really not connecting, because that's what you're doing. You're connecting to the negative frequency around him. And so get this, that is really unhealthy for you as a spiritual being to do, because guess what? It brings you down to a very low frequency that you are now worked up like it would be happening to you. So you want, like you can see it and feel it, and it's not good what you're seeing and feeling. It's like saying, like, you just have to know what your boundary is. Hold strong to it. You can do this by doing your protection and not letting any of what you see in a negative way come into your field, okay? Because what you by seeing it, guess what you're doing? You are seeing a possibility towards that, but you are in the matrix energetics. You're too pointing yourself to a negative situation, you know?
Right, like I feel like I'm actually in the kitchen there with the argument. Like I'm there.
I know. But so you are there because you're tuned in to his negative frequency.
I don't know if the universe is doing this because they're giving me a heads up, like, hey, when this blowout comes, he's driving over here and he's going to be at the door. I mean, I don't think I'm going to get much notice. I don't think I'm going to get much notice of, hey, I'm coming here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you won't, but you, because you have been seeing all this, you will know. You know, and so your notice is being definitely you preparing yourself for this event. You know, but it's not
exactly.
A good event. You know, it's an event. You know, so it's not. You know, this is the thing. Is this event something that you would want to be happening? You have to ask this. You have to answer that question. If it says, "Geez, no, that's not really how I would like this to be manifesting, for him to come here. I'd like it to be more loving and supportive and equal. You know, energetically equal. I mean, you can say no to this." This is something that you have to know. You don't have to be his sounding board or his rescuer here. You can say no. So if you say no energetically, guess what? He won't call you. But because you are saying yes already to this, him coming and him, you know, showing up at your door, and you are already signed up for this agreement.
And I'm wondering, like I'm actually getting a message now, like he actually is going to come and say, you know, can I stay for a couple of days, like, and like you just said, he's going to take this slow. Like, he's going to stay a couple of days and then try to go back there, but it's going to be the same old, same old.
Right. That's why 3 months by the time he comes back and forth and back and forth. That's what I saw.
Right.
I didn't see him
that's
just,
what
you
I,
know, showing
that's
up. And
I just thought, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what it is this. You have to start getting really clear, because you are very intuitive. You can see into the, you know, what's coming. But you also have the capability and the ability to in a sense, protect your life from unwanted intruders. So, and that's something, even on a spiritual level, you know how much protection you have to do before a show or before you do a reading. You have to learn protection. Well, protection from what you're seeing right now is something I would say, oh, wow, okay, I'm seeing this real negative blowout. I'm seeing that. I am going to protect myself from having that energy coming into my life so that I need to think I need to fix this. Okay? So ask your guides, you know. I feel like you have a great grandmother, almost grandmother energy around you, very strong female energy around you, to come in and, you know, almost like a nana, you know, that's what I keep getting, that really wants the best for you and does not want anybody taking advantage of her, you know, her lovely girl. And so that's the reality I keep getting. So you have to start asking your guides, your spirit guides, angels, to help you get strong enough, and I say that, to set the boundaries so that your life, your spirit will not be affected by this. Okay, you can do this. I know you can. So it's more about, instead of being so open, I want you to get down to about 50% openness, okay? 50% openness will keep you healthy. 100% is not good. 100% can make you very sick. You'll get, you know, I always...
Right, and I'm also feeling that this is going to happen like near a weekend, like a weekend.
I do too, because I think that's when, if you know, the stepdad is drinking, he'll be drinking more, and there'll be more of a blowout situation possible.
Now, I don't know how soon the weekend. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be this actual weekend coming, or when is the first.
I think you are going to be hearing from him shortly. So I keep getting like between, you know, so between 4 and 5, I would not guess by the end of the week, you will be hearing from him in some way. As for the blowout, I don't think so quite yet, but it's getting pretty bad. The guy is getting pretty sick of having.
When am I physically going to start seeing his face around here again? Because I haven't physically seen him since December the 3rd.
Yeah, yeah. I do think that, he's definitely going to... I keep getting another two. So I'm not seeing... I don't see that you're going to see him this week, but I see 2 weeks that he'll be showing up and you'll be seeing him for the first time. And so then he's got to work himself back into your good graces, because it's been so long, you know. So that's going to take a little while.
Right, he's got to get his foot in the door.
yeah. In a way, energy has to feel itself out to see if there is a available person to help rescue him. Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be knocking at a door that's not going to open. So I think he's going to kind of feel you out for a while and see if this. But the thing is, that's where your power has to get strong, that you are not going to be quick to say yes. You're going to listen, see, feel, let your guides tell you yes and no, not you. Let your higher self tell you yes or no, okay? Because you may feel bad and the poor guy and the whole thing, you know, and that will land you where you might not want to be. And so I keep getting, if you can't do it, and I say that, the human self can't say no, the spiritual self can. The spiritual self can say, I can hear and see and feel what is really happening. You know, you can't, you know, I always believe spirit is on to you, you know, knows already what's coming. It knows how they're going to be. So you're not going to be that surprised by him coming and showing himself and trying to be sweet and kind and all that. So spirit's already showing you that, you know, feels the way it's going to transcend for you in this next, you know, 2 weeks. What you do with it is up to you. So if you want to help, you can say, well, you know, let's go have dinner. You know, try to see where he's at spiritually, physically, mentally, energetically. Ask yourself, is he the kind of person I want to be around right now? Or is he too needy, too depressed, you know, too angry? To all any of those twos, you don't want him in your life right now, okay? He's got to calm down before he enters into your house, okay? Yes, so I get that you can do this.
Right, and that's part of me, like, why would he even want to contact me this week? You know, why why is he coming back in this picture? Is it because he knows, wait a minute, this girl can help me here. I got to get back in the door here with her.
Yeah. Well, also he knows you have a soft spot. You're a softie, you know. He knows.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, he knows he's been your boyfriend. He knows you're a kind soul. You care about people. You feel bad. He knows. You know, that's why, you know, maybe and I keep getting that the past couple of weeks or the past he's been trying to figure it out, trying to come up with something. And that could be why he is not calling. Because he wants to be in a better standing before he does. So I kind of get that could be why he hasn't been calling you, because he's trying to get his act together. And is there alcohol related issues with this guy? Because I keep getting that around him. Or is he an ex-alcoholic?
No, he does drink, but I don't know how much, because I don't live with him. I don't know. But
yeah.
I know
because I keep getting a lot of addiction around this gentleman. And I don't know. It's just abundant.
That he's doing,
you know,
any kind of drugs, do you? I mean, I'm hoping.
No,
that.
I don't think drugs as much as drinking.
I don't want that.
Yeah,
okay,
I keep getting drinking.
He must really be drinking. Okay.
Yeah, but drinking is a very bad drug, because you can get it anytime, anywhere, any place, you know. It's a very strong drug, and it's something I would not want in my life. So I keep getting that's around him too. So together, you think the stepdad, him, drink, you know, they get this fury, a lot of fire.
Put two alcoholics together, and they'll be killing each other.
I know. Well, that's the feeling I do get around him. So you'll know. If you see him and when you're with him, he's drinking more than one or two, then he's got a drinking problem. Okay? That's what I always say.
Right. Whenever he was around me or dated me, he never was drunk. He was always sober. And, you know, I even had beer in the house from a party from way back. And I mean, he only drank a half a beer. So it wasn't like he was like, oh, yeah, let me load up on all that.
Yeah,
you know. He never showed me, but I mean, I don't know.
Right. But I want you just to be aware of all the things.
Right.
You know, paying attention is really what you need to do. Instead of you know, completely, you know, it's a really great thing. You have a beautiful heart, but it can get you into trouble.
I
can get you into trouble. You know, it can get you to pick the wrong guys, to do like to trust the wrong people, because you're so trusting and so loving. But so I want you to really call your spirit guides and your angels to help you make the right decisions here, okay?
Right.
Because I think if you leave it up to your beautiful heart, you may find yourself in a predicament that you didn't want to get into, you know, really. So you know, I really do believe that you will make the right decision, and you will know to say no if it doesn't feel right. And that I do know. I do trust in the higher, your higher self, to make the best decisions for you. But I do get that you're going to have to not let your heart kind of take you, you know, because there's some issues here. I just don't feel quite good about, and, you know, like I'm picking up things and I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to, but I don't feel it's a cohesive energy system that I'm looking at when I look at his energy field. You know what I mean? I'm not convinced of it. You know, I'm not getting, he's in his best place. You know what I mean? He's in his God self. I'm not picking up on that at all. So just be aware
of
that.
And like I said, I pulled back my energy, and I have not contacted him.
I'm glad I'm so glad you did. It feels like you did the right thing.
And I'm sure he's over there going bananas, because I used to contact him every day. Are you okay? How are you doing? Nope, I haven't done anything. So he's probably over there saying, "What the heck did I
miss?" No, that's very good. That's really very empowering to not be the life jacket, you know, the life rope all the time for somebody. So let them figure it out. You do the best thing for him.
It takes a lot of strength to do this.
It does. I know. I have a girlfriend or a couple of girlfriends that are doing the same thing, and it's very hard. When you're addicted, and I say that, to helping people or helping him, it's really hard not to. It's really the hardest thing you'll ever do is not help. But it is the best thing you'll ever do. So, because you're teaching him how to make his own decisions, that, and nobody, you know, will learn their lessons unless you let them learn them. You know, it's like children.
And with me being there every day and texting him and being there, that doesn't give him any decisions whether or not he wants to be with me or not, because I'm there. So if I pull back the energy and he comes forward, that shows me that he's interested and is making an effort to come and be with me.
I know. You know that old country western song, "How Can I Miss You if You Never Go Away?"
Right. Yeah,
it really is a country western song.
I never go away.
And it's a great line, because it's true. For women that are always there, you know, ready to help, men never get the opportunity to miss you. Or to say, gee, she's lovely.
And I mean, I'm hoping that he's missing me, but I don't know, because I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yes, I'm sure he is. But it's really good that you're letting him have the time and the space to miss you. Yeah?
Right.
You know, and I know it's been hard for you. I know it's been a hard struggle for you not to try to rescue him. But that's a lesson for you, too. Yeah?
Right.
It's to, like, give him, you know, this is not about see, this is the thing. While you're busy worrying about him, guess who you're forgetting about? You.
Me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, this is your moment. This is your life. And helping him does not help you. It doesn't.
No.
I mean, I think we think that. But by acknowledging yourself, by doing the right thing for you, by waking up, meditating, doing your exercises, you know, socializing with good friends that support you, by going, you know, whatever it is that fills you up, that is your job.
Right.
And whatever, you know, he's got to do, he's got to do. And, you know, so the reality is that's something, when we're too focused on another, we are not focused on the number one person, and that is you, number one, and then spirit, number two, and then everybody else, three and four and five, you know.
Yeah.
So that's something that you have to say. Am I stopping my own, in a sense, awareness of myself, my own, what I would like, need to do for me, because I'm so, you know, focused on looking at someone else. So this is a good one for everybody. This happens with women all the time. And then years go by and they say, gee, I don't even know what I want to do for me. I don't even know what I like. I don't even, you know, because they have given themselves over to everybody else as if it's more important that that person is happy than me. It's more important that person has money than me, you know. So this is a perfect, beautiful time for you to learn this one. Pull it all back, pull it all in, and start asking the question for what would make me happy, just me, with nobody else involved in this. Ask that question. All right?
Okay.
And write it down every time Spirit tells you, gee, you know, I used to love to go dancing, or I used to love to, you know, go to yoga class, or I used to, whatever. When you did it, you enjoyed it. An art class, you know, whatever. I want you to start answering those questions and then make action towards fulfilling those desires, okay? Because that will fill you up much more than any person will, really.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Okay, love. I'm going to get on to some other callers. So you let me know how it goes, all right? I'd love to hear how it is. Okay, sweetie. Have
Thank
a great
you
night.
So much.
Okay,
you
much
too.
Love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Okay, I'm going to be going to the 11785 number.
Hi.
Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Carissa.
Who? Kawika?
Carissa.
Oh, Carissa. Oh, I do know a woman named Kawika. That's so funny. I was like, oh, that would have been a surprise. Carissa. Okay. How are you tonight?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. So, what do we want to focus on one question or anything that's coming up for you?
Well, the question is pretty vague. It's just advice.
Okay.
For love.
All right. So is it someone that you are already involved with or someone that you would like to be involved with?
Well, I'm not really sure which one that is.
Oh, okay.
Actually...
Let me just see what I'm going to see before you say anything, okay? So I'm just going to see what Spirit is telling me. Okay, so the first card is Suffering in Silence, which is interesting, and then Choose Wisely. So when I see that, it could be that there has been this unspoken love or feelings, and they're saying choose wisely. So if you're choosing, there could be two people that... are around you. Yeah, okay. And then the third card is Partnership and Alliance. So when you are in alliance, you are kind of making an agreement with this person that you are the one. This is you. I'm going to say yes. and that's definitely showing up. So then the fourth card is Deception and Envy. So when deception and envy comes up, it really is kind of like when you are envious. Well, envy is kind of an interesting vibration, if you think of it. It's kind of saying, you know, that they have something that I want, or people are looking at you with that type of judgment on you, that, oh, isn't she beautiful? And they're kind of envious of you, that you have choice, or that this person is showing you fondness. So it could be that that's around you even. So we're just going to continue. And obstacles and challenges. So obstacles and challenges are really what, and it's like you, I'm looking at this and it says, it looks like there's many paths and you are having that feeling of which way to go, which way should I go, which way should, you know, would be the best and the highest for me. And then it does say spiritual union. So that's good. That's showing me that once you decide, and I said it feels like a decision, then you will have a spiritual union, which is really what we all want. We want to be run it with that person that's really, you know, whole, that's got her back, that's really loves you for your spirit. So it's showing me a little bit of turmoil, a little bit of question, a little bit of, you know, seeking and finding, and then at the end, a spiritual union.
Okay.
And then it says material and spiritual prosperity. So when I see that, it's almost like that means it's moving you more into a relationship of living together, you know, spiritual maturity. It means that together you'll be as one kind of thing. So that goes with a spiritual union, that material and spiritual prosperity. So that makes a lot of sense. And then, so have you been in discontent? Now, this is, have you been discontent and bored?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, because that one just came up really strong. So if that's kind of the state of your energy, then you it's because of that state that you have very little answers. Because a state of mind or a feeling is an energy system, okay? It attracts, right? So what I would say to do is try to move you out of this bored state and find something that when you're doing it, you're not bored anymore. You know, if travel or plan a trip or, you know, ride a horse, I mean, something that really shakes and enlightens your spirit. So it's really saying that if you stay in this discontent bored space, it's going to be harder for you to attract and make up your decision based on a high frequency of who's best for you, you know. So think about that. Like if you meet somebody when you're at a low point, energetically that person connects with you at that point. You know, but when you're at a high point, a really spiritual, high, happy point, and you are a beacon of that space, of that dimensional space, then that person can equal that particular dimension. Okay, so that's something I want you to be aware of. That this is all up to you. This is the frequency we've been in that I was talking about in the beginning of the show, and it's really just about getting quiet, getting really clear. Letting, you know, spirit fill up your heart and then ask the questions that get you to move out of the bored space, okay, into a kind of a happy, joyous, celebratory kind of, you know, beautiful space, okay? So only you know how to do that. I kind of think that, you know best than anybody. So what I want you to do is to ask your spirit, what haven't I done for you lately? You know, what haven't I done that you enjoy? Is it dancing, singing, you know, artwork? I mean, something that brings your spirit to a high frequency. And that's what I want your job to do. Because then the next level of finding and attracting and making decisions is going to come way easier. It's going to be like so simple, you know, because you will be in a higher place to decide. No, I always say never decide from this place, this discontent board place. It's not a good thing to decide anything from, you know, a job or anything, because you won't have the, you're not behind, you know, the energy. You know, the energy is kind of low. So my feeling is always get yourself, you know, attracting the frequency that you want to attract. You have to be, okay? So that's your job, is to keep that one going. So I always think, you know, I wish it was, somebody else could help you feel better, but that's not the case. You have to feel better first, and then the person will come in that will match your energy, okay? So is there any, so why don't we ask the question to the next state of being, what it would look like for you. And where, okay, so let me just see. So spiritual strength just came up. So spiritual strength is what we are talking about when we were talking about this last week, where people had been very sick or really down, almost depressed, and it really, you really had to get deep into that spiritual strength that you have. That can pull you out of it, you know, instead of taking that space too seriously, because that's just it's a cloud, you know, that's all it is. And that's something that we have to get big enough to see, is that emotions or your feelings about, you know, if they're down or low, it's just like a passing cloud in a beautiful blue sky. It's passing, and it will pass, and that's something I always say, don't take that state of being so seriously, because that's not you, you know. So right. The spiritual strength is something that we have to get better at, and how to discern that is really important to do, is just to be more the observer of your life, you know, and observe it from a high frequency that says, oh, that's just me feeling that way for now, you know, instead of taking it into a story or a situation, you know. So we have that great power to always change how we are feeling by how we are observing how we are feeling. You know, so because let's say it's your, you know, I would say it could be hormonal, could be chemistry, it could be, of course, the stars, the moon has a lot to do with a lot of our changes right now in the frequency. And so instead of take everything personally, that's something I think over the years I always connect with so many people, and I really always see that, oh, you're feeling that way, oh, you're feeling that way. So by the time the day has gone by, I've met 10 people who felt the same way. So I do know that it's not me, right? It's a great way to really see that, well, this is universal, so it's something happening. It's that we are all, you know, it's like a wave that came in, a spiritual kind of a frequency that we all are picking up on and feeling. And to me, that one always feels like, oh, that's way better. You know, when I like to see and ask the question, so have you felt this? And if everybody in the room says, yeah, I felt this way, I felt that, and they all seem to be similar, then I know that we're all experiencing a shift in the energy of the planet, not just, you know, me. So it's a good one to just keep in mind, to ask around, ask your friends, ask your family, see how they've been feeling, and talk about it, you know. Talk about it all, and the more that you get to see that it's not just that you, the better you will pass through this one, you know, and move into that higher frequency so that your soul's desire will be met. And that's what I do see. And it does. I just pulled a card. Love begins. That's a very good card. I have not pulled that one before. And then stand your ground. See, so it is asking you to stand your ground so that this love can begin, okay? Because that's important to know, that it's really an energy thing. You know, it's all that. I really am seeing that. Okay, and then the crown chakra. So crown chakra, when I see that, it means the crown chakra is at the top of your head, right? Now, have you been having headaches or a heaviness in your head at all, or sinus issues, or anything that you could say? Because then it's on, if not on a physical level, then it's on a spiritual level that I'm seeing that.
No, I wouldn't say I've had.
No, okay. All right. So let's say what I want you to do is, when you do a meditation, I want you to open up and bring in the energies through your crown chakra, okay? So I want you to kind of picture the universe around you, filling and moving like through the top of your head, like they're pouring great, beautiful colors of light through the top of your head all the way down your spine and all the way through, kind of like the meditation we did in the beginning of the show. But that would be very helpful for you when I see this, so that you can help yourself kind of come from the higher space all the way through. Some people need it the opposite way. Some people need to be very grounded and come, you know, from the earth up. But this is showing me that crown chakra meditation would be probably a really powerful one to do, you know, before you get out of bed, before you go to sleep at night. Just pull in all the colors of the rainbow, like you're picturing it, pouring it through your body. And it will help move and clear away and open up some of the channels that could have been affected. And then it does say patience. So it doesn't feel like any of this is going to happen in the immediate moment, but patience could mean, you know, the next 6 months, and see what it says. Yeah, fulfillment of wishes. So fulfillment of wishes is definitely, if you are patient, then fulfillment of wishes is definitely on the, in the, you know, frequency, in a sense of what's coming. So being kind of quieting the mind, clearing your spirit, doing some things that help elevate the vibration, and then fulfillment of wishes is definitely coming, and love begins. So I like that it's really showing me, kind of telling me a story, you know, an energetic story of what's going on and some of the things that will be, you know, happening. But it does feel like you will move out of this place into a more grounded place. Then that will create your fulfillment of wishes, and then love begins. And I see that. So I would say, you know, it's a ride out right now. You know, it's riding out. It's not taking any of it too seriously right now. It's kind of just allowing it to just be from the great observer that you can be, and just observing it, and then not, and knowing that, you know, it's up to you to increase the vibration. So put music on that's happy and fun. Utilize what's out there on the planet to help you, you know, get, in a sense, in a more loving, peaceful, open, joyous place. Okay, so that really will be the number one thing I would use. I do it all the time. It's like, okay, if I'm not at a good frequency, if I'm kind of low, if I wake up that day, then I know what the tools out there for me that will help, you know, move me into that higher frequency. Will kind of, you know, kind of get everything off the page, in a sense, and over there. You know, I say, just put it over there, you know, and so that you can see clearly and be clearly in alignment with the spirit, you know, that you are, you know. And as for love, you know, I get that you are a very loving spirit, and I get that you are very lovable. So I get that choice is yours, you know, which is a nice thing to know. You know, it's not something you have to go looking for. It will come to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's just the waiting part.
The waiting, I know.
Wondering, too, if I'm, like, misstepping.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm taking any missteps or if I'm okay.
Well, you are, you know, the question of misstepping would be because you're thinking, if I, you know, should I look at this particular person more seriously? Or
right.
Is it that, yeah, is it more that you're trying to make yourself look at them more seriously? Or, you know, if it's a trying kind of thing, if you're trying to convince yourself that I should, then it's not the one, you know, because it's the truth. When you meet the one, and I mean that seriously, you will know without a doubt. You will know within the first hour that's the one. And it will take as long as it takes for that to manifest. That's what I do know. And I speak that, I really know that everybody, if you ever talk to somebody who's had that experience of saying, I knew when I met my husband, or, you know, that it was the right, perfect person for me, you know. So that's something you have to trust, your internal knowing, that if you're trying in any way to mentally convince yourself of something, or second guess yourself, then don't, because that is not necessary to do. Just let it be. You know, that's all I say. Let it play out, you know. Let it play out the way that it is. And my feeling is this: every person that comes into your energy system right now is supporting you in some way, is showing you some part of yourself that you needed to know, you know. That you're capable, that you're loving, that you're kind, that you're smart, that you're, you know, whatever that person is bringing to you is something that you need to know about yourself. And that, you know, so he is the perfect, you know, person. I would say he's perfect for you right now. And that's something that you have to believe in, that the universe is always giving you the right and perfect person to help you move into the direction, to get you ready for the right and perfect one, you know. And there's a lot of people along that journey that help you get there. That's something I think to myself, you know, thank God I never, you know, for unanswered prayers, you know, over the course of my lifetime. And thank God I didn't, you know, settle, or I didn't say, okay, I'll marry you, you know, because in not doing it, the universe planned out my life so much more beautiful than it could ever have been, you know? So all I say is stay open, stay happy. Don't get too tight, into the head about the shoulds, because that will make you crazy. And just really just enjoy what this person, and I say people, it feels like, around you are showing you about yourself. You know, because they might be, and I say that, not might, but are, showing you how magnificent you are in some way, you know, especially a male who's admiring you or respecting you or, you know, wanting you. They're showing you something that is important to you for you right now to know, you know, and that's a lovely thing. we really need that. So you can get clearer. I keep getting the name James. I don't know why, but a name James. Just my guy just said James. So the name James comes around. So if you don't know anybody named James, there may be a James coming. So that was quite clear. It was like somebody whispered in my ear this. Okay, so. Yeah, I would say that there is someone coming, really not that far into your immediate future, that's going to be a very interesting person, you know, to meet and know. I keep getting work. Now, work just came up around this name, so it feels like he has a work-related relationship that you may meet him on. So, I don't know if it's something you'll be doing or going towards or, I keep getting a glass of wine. It's kind of a wine-tasting thing. I'm in it like a party situation or a gathering that you meet this particular person at. And then PR comes up, like PR comes up, like personal, relations, business or something like that. Yeah, so definitely things are going to be looking different for, you know. So just stay open. That's what I keep getting. If you stay open, then you will go to this affair, in a sense, to have a meeting with this, or to meet this person. Interesting.
So, this James, you think I don't know him, or that I do know him?
I don't think you do know him. It's somebody, so it's work-related. It feels like that's kind of how you will inevitably meet. I keep getting a six around that one. Okay, so I'm getting a six, so it could be 6 weeks, it could be 6 months, it could be 6 days. So sometimes I always think, you know, spirit kind of works linear, you know, time is, we only have time on this plane, but six, they're giving me a six. So
okay.
I would say, you know, to look for this coming your way. But yeah, stay, this, you know, this feels like it's telling me for you not to make any decisions, okay? Because this other energy's around you or going to be coming around you. So it's really kind of saying stay open, you know, stay open.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's ultimately what I would just do is enjoy, stay open, see the gifts that this person is bringing you, but be open. Be open to whatever spirit is going to be bringing to you, because it does feel like it's coming. And I keep getting, is there like, I'm going to say, it almost feels like an affair, like I keep getting wine and around it, like wine tasting, wine something they're having. And there's like a speaker there. Almost, I feel like I'm in a group, like setting, almost like a church, I want to say, but I it could be like a feels like that, you know, kind of place. Interesting. Yeah. And I keep getting that there's a letter B. There's a letter B, a female with a letter B, okay, who knows this particular person. So he doesn't come alone. He kind of knows someone that you will know. It's just like it feels very cohesive, you know, and I'm kind of looking at this. It feels like, you know, through someone else, you will be together at this kind of place, and then you'll get to meet him. And it's a real nice meeting, like right off the bat. It's a lot of laughter, and it feels really comfortable. It just feels very natural. I like the feeling. So, yeah. Yeah, I would just stay open with this one. That's
okay.
my real feeling with it, you know. As we're trying to make us, you know, make a decision, don't. That's what I keep getting. Okay.
Okay.
All right, love. And let me know how it goes. We'll be on.
Make.
We're going to be on a couple of weeks. We'll be on with another reader who's really very good, Angelica Rose, and so maybe you can get a reading from her, see what she has to say too.
Okay. Well,
all
thank
right,
you
love.
So much for your time.
You're welcome. Yeah. Have a great night, love. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
Hi, 832. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
My name is Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good. I've got a couple of questions, or just, I guess, from listening to what you've, how you've been talking, that maybe you'd be able to find a whole bunch more than what I'm really after. But I know the Lord told me it would be okay to. There's a girl that I know is coming back to me. And the Lord said that I probably would hear from her by March when I go to have my dental procedure. And I wanted to email her and have her pray for me. And that's all I sent her was an email to say, pray for me. I wondered and still wonder today about the postcard she received, because I know that she rolled her eyes when she opened it, because that's what the Lord showed me. I want to know where her heart is at, and when she's, I'm hoping she'll be back by that time frame. You know, I'm just,
mm-hmm.
you know, because no, he said that she had to be not just at peace about it, or she'd see me in a different light. So I know that's important. And then my other thing is I need guidance on my study habits so I can get A's and B's here at Texas A&M. And I know she didn't expect me to get accepted at school here either, so.
Oh, so you've gone through a lot then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so let's just to see what Spirit has to say, and we'll just kind of go with that. So let's go with the girlfriend and see what is coming. Okay. All right. I'm gonna just focus in. I have a beautiful picture of Jesus I'm looking at, so we're going to ask him to guide us and direct us into the highest frequency for Steve, and to help answer and, in a sense, bring peace and clarity to his heart and his mind. So, okay. All right, so the first card is wisdom, and wisdom is really, and the second card is spiritual union, which is really interesting because I completely shuffled. So when I see spiritual union, we are talking about what you are talking about, is that oneness with someone who is on the same page, who really is in the same belief systems, same frequency in a sense. So that came up right away. So that is very good. So your wisdom of that, you are listening to the Lord and really getting clear indications of this new relationship, or of this relationship coming back, is correct. And it's saying spiritual union. So it's definitely giving me the go ahead and the yes on that one. And then it says foundation and achievement. Now that's your college. When I see that one, I know what that one's about. That one is about your getting clear on your work and your study. So let's see what it says. Material, okay. So when I see material harvest, it means that by putting in the work, you will have a material harvest, which means that, you know, by graduating, by getting good grades, you will be able to sustain a beautiful life and have a family and, you know, raise children and do all the wonderful things that you have to do. So when you are in school, your foundation, your achievements, if you can remind your spirit that you are doing this so that you can have a material harvest, that in a sense you will be able to, you know, have a future that supports your life. in a good way, you know. So it just is something that you have to keep. I mean, as you go through the A's and the B's and the C's of everything that you do, sometimes you get in the middle and you really just feel sometimes lost, you know. And you're not at the end and you're right in the middle, and it feels like you've got a long way to go before you can reach that, you know, your destination. But the reality is, I don't want you to look back. I just want you to be present for where you are. Okay? Because if by looking forward, it looks overwhelming, and sometimes by looking back, it looks like, oh man, you know, it was so easy then. And we have too many places that we put ourselves. So if you can just be very present for this moment that you're in, and when you get home, do your meditation, do your prayers, whatever that centers you, before you pick that book up and start to study. So I want you to have some rituals that get you prepared, and make sure you have a good dinner, so that you have your blood sugar is in a good place. So I want you to take care of yourself on every level. So that means go exercise, go for a walk, get some fresh air, eat really well, clean food, healthy food, and then also do your meditation and your prayers. And that will help get you ready to study. Because you're not expected to, after you go to school, to come back and study, because you have to have balance here. That's what it feels like around you, Steve. There's just not enough balance, you know. It's either or none, like study. Eventually, your mind needs to have diversions. And, you know, what happens with most people is if you're studying something that's dry and boring and you can't get into, guess what? Your mind is just going to go, I'm going to go over there, you know, and you kind of have to keep bringing yourself back to it. So by, you know, making agreements that every maybe 25 minutes you'll get up and walk around and, you know, take a break, come back to it with a fresh mind. So make some study agreements, okay, with yourself. That will be in, like we talked about, contracts, will be your study contract that you make to your spirit, that this is what I will do. First, I'm going to exercise every day. I'm going to eat really well. I'm going to do my prayers, and then I will attack my homework. And then I will give myself study for 25 minutes, take a break, get up, walk around, get a glass of water, you know, listen to something pleasant and upbeat, you know, to kind of bring you back into the room again and then go back. So my feeling is we think we're going to just do it like robots, you know, go and study and absorb. And what I have to say is I keep getting that you do not read and comprehend very easily. So what I want you to do is get yourself a recorder. That's what Spirit just told me. And recite, okay, talk into, read a paragraph into the recorder, and then play back the record what you just read, okay, into and listen to it, and you will get it so fast, it will be so quick that you will be remembering what you have to remember, because studying is really just about memorizing mostly everything anyway, right? So this is one way for your brain. I'm a hypnotherapist, so I know this. Every brain has a different way in. Some brains can read and then comprehend, and some have to listen and comprehend, and some have to see and they can comprehend. So you have three different ways into your brain that you can get to through who you are. So I have a question for you, Steve. When you go to a movie, hello? Are you here? Hello? Steve?
I'm here.
Hi, Steve.
I'm here.
When you go to a movie, and can you tell someone about that movie vividly? Can you picture that movie very clearly in your mind?
Yes, very, very, very. I'm actually good. I mean, but sometimes I had to. Usually, once I see a movie, I remember it, and I can tell everybody about it.
You can tell everybody about it. Okay. So let's say you read a book. Okay. Could you tell me about that book as clearly as you could tell me about the movie you just saw?
No, it's much harder. So that's what I'm wondering is, do I need to I wonder if audible, you know.
Yeah, there you go. And so if you're in the room with me and I'm telling you a story and you are hearing me tell you that story, would you remember that story better than if you read the story yourself?
Yes, I remember my lectures, my professors speak
okay.
about them.
All right, so you are an audio visual learner, okay? So know that about yourself, because that's the way you're going to be able to study better. So what I want you to do is get yourself a recorder or use your phone, your iPhone if you had one.
Yeah, I actually have a thing on my phone to record my lectures. My other question that I had for you, and I know you had mentioned a little bit about the relationship,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I just, because I haven't been able to communicate with her such a long time, I really wish I knew how her heart was towards me, and if she even, I feel like I try to communicate with her telepathically through my dreams, or like I love to sing, and sometimes I'll sing a song to her, and even if I think sometimes it just calms me down waiting on her. I don't know if she actually hears me. I wish she did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just
I do think that you are being heard on a very beautiful level, which is really the level that we all want to be heard on, and that's through the heart. So I definitely feel that you are being heard on that level with her. You might not get it yet because you haven't really had the opportunity to really be in her presence yet. Has it been a while? It feels like a bit that you haven't really had it.
It's been 2 years, or almost 2 years,
yeah.
since we've had
okay.
a conversation. I want her so bad to pick the phone up and call me and just give me another chance and just, you know, find out all the new things about me. And just, it's like, come
mm-hmm.
on, God. You know,
so
how
why,
I've been...
So is there a reason why you're waiting for her to call you?
The Lord told me that she would be the one to initiate the phone call. And I've just been trying to respect that. If she, you know, if she wants to start communicating with me, that she will basically pick the phone up and call. And then that's what he's told me, that, you know, that it's, that she will eventually make that phone call, you know,
mm-hmm.
And
no,
I've tried before, but
I think that maybe this is something you have to know about women. Okay. They really don't like to be the one to call. They, you know, like, they like the fact, and I say this, that men make the initiative. I think that's a pretty old, traditional way of women, you know, always saying, well, I'm not going to call him. You know, I hear that all the time. So I keep getting that there has to be some kind of agreement that you make that says, okay, if I don't hear from her within the next month, I'm going to call her. And you say, and, you know, just make a statement that supports you in really connecting with her again, okay? So, you know, I like that. Do you send her a postcard? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I least tried to communicate with her with a postcard, you know, and she rolled her eyes at it. The phone call thing, because I would have to call her parents' house,
mm-hmm.
you know, because her mom and dad, you know, she just,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but is it because they're very hard on her and her relationships? Is that what you're feeling about the parents, that you wouldn't want them to know about you contacting her? Is there something like that going on? So that's why you're kind of waiting for her to call you? Hello? Oh, sorry, Steve. Hi, Steve.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The wireless network here on my phone is just keeps cutting me off.
Oh.
And so.
Well, so to answer question number one is a postcard. And this is the thing, you are sending her a lot of love, right? Physically, and I mean energetically, I feel you sending her love every day, every minute you can think of her, you send it to her, and that's powerful. It's extremely powerful. Actually, it's more powerful than anything you'll ever do. So I do believe in that, number one. You have to be in the frequency that attracts the frequency that you want. So that is number one. You have to be in a loving space to attract love, really. You have to be. So I get that that's what you're doing, and I really like that. So that's a good thing. As for it really then becoming manifesting in your in your life as her really calling you and you talking to her. If within the next month there is not a connection on that level, I want you to step out a little bit more, okay? That feels okay to me for you to do that. Even maybe a little more of a card or a fact, something that's a little more directed and not so...
A card would be okay.
Yes, yes. A card that says, I've been thinking of you so much. I hope everything's going well. Give me a call sometime. I'd love to talk to you. Something like that, okay?
Okay.
I mean, you can do that, and I like it, and then you are leaving it up to her to give you a call, all right?
Yeah.
Because to me, you have to just step out and let her know a little more about what's going on for in your world for her to call you. You know, there, she's not knowing enough, I think, that you are even available or open or any of it, you know, really. You're sending it to her, but she needs to know. Girls are very pragmatic. They really are. They need to know, okay? So, like you know, I'm a married woman. I know these things, you know. I my husband might get this one, you know, might be feeling all these lovely things, and I know he is, but until he tells me it, I don't know. I just believe he might, you know, he's a loving man. I know that about him.
Yeah, I felt the spirit that she would call within about a month from now, so.
Yeah, and I do believe that it will happen for her, you know, but I do get that if in a month you do not hear from her, send her a real card, okay, that says a little, that a personal note that says, I've been thinking of you so very much, love to talk to you, please call, you know?
Okay.
And and just do that, okay, because I am picking up on her energy, and I'm getting that she has her own reasons for not calling. You know, isn't that funny? That she has her own reason, you know, feeling like kind of funny to call you and kind of like, we're out of the blue, I'm just going to call it. You know, kind of like that she doesn't know where how that would be received for you. So, you know, there has to be, it's always from the male. Yeah, it's always from the male that they have to know, oh, it'd be okay. You know, that he wants me to, okay? So please do that. And I think that as for the study, I want you to study a little differently because I think you're trying to study like everybody else. It's not going to work for you. You really have to address the fact that you learn through audio and visual, okay? So use your recorder. Even use, if you have to, bring a little video camera with you so you can remember things, and you will remember everything. I really get that if you read a chapter in a recorder and then heard it back, you'll remember it like someone's telling you a story. That I was in medicine, so I had a lot of memory to do. You know, I mean, the human body is all memorizing. So that's how I did it. I even drew pictures so that I'd really connect my brain with my hands. And that's the way I did it, where I had friends that could just read the chapter and remember it all. It wasn't working for me. You know, so until I learned about who I was and how I, you know, it worked for me, I couldn't learn, you know, do it any differently. So try that, Steve. Okay, love. And I really know that a lot of your, you know, not being focused on your homework is because this has not been met yet for you. You know, when your heart is in need, your head is pleading for some, you know, for some answers, you know. So if you have this open heart and you really want some answers and you want to, and yet, you, so it's one reason why I feel it's hard for you to study. You know, hello? Hello, Steve? I think I've lost you. Steve, hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, Steve. Well, and so really, I really am feeling like you are such a beautiful beacon of light and love, and it would, it does feel like once this, you open the channels that she is open, it's all going to happen pretty quick, okay? But right now, there's
would it be okay to send a card to her sooner than a month?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. I would even send a little Valentine's coming. Perfect time to send a card. You know? And even with a nice little, I mean, that's a perfect time. You know, you actually are you're playing into the the whole thing. But I would definitely think that's a great time to even send a rose or, you know, a little flower. I mean, it's a perfect time.
What about like a gift card or something? You know, I don't really want to send a rose or chocolates, you know, because I don't really know where Heart stands, but I just, you know, something that a little bit extra of something, you know, besides the card, you know, send
her
shop.
Nice. Yeah, that would be lovely. Sure. Or a book or something that you might like that, or you think that she might like, something that she could read. I mean, you know, those are all really beautiful thoughts. I think it's just to open the channels to talk to her, you know. So if you sent even a card, that's going to open the channels too. And you won't feel like it's too much, you know, it's too much right off the bat to do. So absolutely, Spirit is saying, do it, do it, do it. That's what I keep hearing. So I like that you're open to being a little, you know, a little bit stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit, you know. And that takes a lot of gumption, and women like that, you know. They do. I admire that, you know. I really do. I think that men, that's a very noble character to have someone that would, you know, that would say how they feel, you know, would take that chance. It's a beautiful thing, you know.
Justin, she knows that I've been really trying not to bug her, and finally decided to say, hey, look, I've been thinking of you, and call, mm-hmm. you know, please call me or something, you know.
Exactly. That would be that, or, you know, say, hey, things are going into, I'm at this school now and I'm here and I'm just been thinking of you so much. Just how are you doing? Let's talk. I'd love to catch up, you know, something like that. You know, it's all good. I mean, how, you know, I knew my husband when we were in high school, when we were actually in college together. But then it took almost 10 years for us to meet again. And we were, you know, we were college sweethearts, and then we didn't see each other for 10 years, and then we saw each other, and we got married. And so things can happen. You know, time is a great healer. It lets people see people differently, and then you have you're more mature, you know. You can finally really notice and appreciate.
How about me asking her to call me?
I think that's the greatest thing, is to give her your phone number, give her everything, your Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, give her that, you know, give her everything.
Never been a Facebook user.
I know, I'm not a Facebook person either, so, I mean, I have it for my show, but I'm not one to do that. So if I would just leave your phone number and say I'd love to catch up and see how you've been doing.
One of the things I thought of that I could send in a card, and I have a picture with Colonel and myself in uniform in the Corps Cadets uniform here at Texas A&M. And he said that he would do a personal picture with me, and I wondered if that would be something that she would love to see, or if that would kind of excite her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I don't think she really understands Corps of Cadets, you know? Does she, or does she not?
I don't think she would. I don't think she does. So I think that would be really powerful for you to do that, and for her to see you now, the way that you are as a young man, you know, doing this work in a sense. I think that's really she'll get to, you know, be interested. And so absolutely, I would do that. I would do that for sure.
Okay.
Know? I would. I think that, you know, hearing a woman's point of view is really something you need to hear, and not think that you would be doing too much by sending her a card or a hello, even at Valentine's Day. You know, say, you know, I've just been thinking of you so much. I hope that your life is going well for you. This is me now, and I'm here. And, you know, a little note, little letter, and I'd love to talk to you. So that's it. But my feeling is you have to ask her to do that, and then she will. Okay?
Okay.
So I think your seeing her calling you is correct, but you asking her to call you is the way it's going to happen. Okay?
Okay.
All right, love. And
all
good
right.
luck. And I know you're going to do well. You just have to figure out how to study and how to get it in your head. But once you do this, it's once you get some dialogue going with her again, you're going to be studying so much easier.
Yeah, it's
That's
just in the past, every time I try to email her or you know, send her something after she walked away from me, she would email my mom because she was mad at me or something like that. Or like she said one time, she sent my mom an email and she said, "I'm not mad." You know, and just she had gotten an attachment from me from school or something like that, like it was accidentally attached.
Mm-hmm.
I just.
Well, and this was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, remember, time is a healing, wonderful thing, you know, and it can make, and she's grown up a lot more, and you've grown up, now you're a young man, and so you're a different person than you were then, and she's a different person, so you're going to be meeting a new improved version of this girl, and she's going to be meeting a new improved version of you, you know, so there will be interest, absolutely, there will be interest. You know, to see how you have become, how you've become a man. You know, so that's something you have to know. Whatever you did do then, you were very young then, and in a sense, breaking up was kind of common. Everybody did it. They went out, they broke up. You know, it's kind of the way it was. As you get older, you know, as you get older, it is going to be different. You know. And my feeling is we're sometimes not ready for the right person when we're young, you know, and that's what I keep getting. A lot of times it takes us a long time to be ready for the right person. We could meet them, and I met my first husband, you know, when I was very young, but we were not ready for each other until we were 36. So it's going to happen. My feeling is that's why I'm thinking of that, is that, you know, Spirit is showing me that just have faith, you know, that time is the healer and also it will create more interest as well. Yeah?
Yeah. If I make the mistake of not sending something and, you know, I'm just because I might be nervous or something like that and all I do is send a card, you know, I think
is perfect, yeah. You don't have to send anything. You're right. I mean, that would be overkill. I think a nice card, you know, saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is me here. You know, I met this guy. You know, just a little note saying what you're doing so she can say, oh, that's cool.
Having a picture of the colonel would definitely, you know, would definitely give her something to want to call me about.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, and I think a picture says a lot about,
some other,
you know.
Or something, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it and don't regret it because it's a good decision. It will answer your questions.
Okay,
and
it will get some
activity and energy towards what you want to know more about, you know.
Right.
All right. Okay, love. And in that, I really get that it will start something. You know, it's definitely going to start a communication, and that's what you want to do. You want to start the communication.
Will she jump into a relationship with me, or will she start back as a friend first? I mean, will she...
Yeah, I think you're going to be looking at friend first, and then, you know, then relationship. That's what
I
keep saying. Yeah. Yeah, and that's good for you too, so that you don't have to be overloaded too quickly with it. You know, it's going to take some time for you to kind of get back and to get to know this new person. Yeah, so it's all good.
I have often, I'll let you go in a second. I appreciate your time, but I've often wondered about, you know, being in the library and her bugging me, and I'm having to say, look, I've got to study for a final. I'll have to call you tomorrow or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you can be friends that won't do that, you know, that have to have the boundaries so that you can keep doing what you're doing and she's going to be doing what she's doing. So, you know, you're not ready for each other right this second. But I think you have to really restart the friendship so that you can head into a direction that when you are ready, you'll be there, you know. You have built a good foundation. You know, so I feel that's happening, and it already is kind of already happening in the atmosphere of who around you. So I would definitely send a card. I would definitely, you know, just get, you know, trust and have a loving heart and send it with a loving energy. Don't be afraid. Don't be limited by what you say. Say what you feel. Hey, I've been thinking of you. I've been hoping everything's going well for you. You're really up and positive and loving, and she'll feel it and she'll call.
Okay, cool enough.
Okay, love. Have a great night. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye, sweetie. Hi, 817, you're on Heart and Soul. And so who am I talking to? Hello? Hello, 817, you're on Heart and Soul. Hello, Heart and Soul, 817? Hello? Okay, I'm going to go to this 785 number, and you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, it's Krista.
Hi, Krista. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, I think that we're going to go back to that other number and just see how, if, hold on a second, all right?
Okay.
All right. Hi, 817, you are in Heart and Soul. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard, how are you tonight?
I'm all right. How about
yourself? Oh, good. So would you like to have one question? We're going to kind of zero in on one thing that you'd like to work on.
Yes. Me, yeah, moving forward, spiritually and financially.
All right. Let's see what it says. So... okay, so partnership and alliance was your first card that kind of came up. So partnership and alliance means that there's going to be a business proposition that takes you as a partnership into the next level of your life. You know, so it could be setting up a business with a friend, or it could be also a partnership with a female as well. So it's talking and it's showing us that. And the second card was hope. It's about to kind of really, like, look at yourself and know that hope is always present and is always working to remind you not to lose hope on and in any area of your life, so that you will always be making decisions based in a hopeful, high vision of who you are as a human being. And then the third card is universe. So universe is really showing you that, hey, the universe, the energies, all your guides, your angels are always working with you for you to know the true self of who you are and what you came to do. And it's kind of to fulfill this purpose of enlightenment. So enlightenment is an interesting reality. It takes an ongoing dedication. You know, it takes us asking questions. It takes us having an open heart. It takes us being very present for our humanness and yet not taking that humanness too seriously at all. It's just to be in the great observer of yourself, really. And so I always kind of think, like, you know, if we take our personality too seriously, our ego too seriously, our mind too seriously, then we will get so far away from the center, the spirit, the true nature of who you really are, that it takes you that much longer to attain this, in a sense, enlightenment. So victory and success was one of the fourth cards, which is really interesting. So victory and success means that you will have victory and success in your quest for enlightenment, but it's showing me that you have to choose wisely. So in choosing wisely, like a teacher or a healing practice or a church or a way of philosophy or a belief system, those are the things that it's talking about choosing wisely. Because those are the things that also can bind you if they're not the correct you know, fit for you, if you think about it. You know, I always think that you have to be aware that if there's ego in a church or in an environment that's based on ego and showing, you know, and all that, it's not where your spirit would feel it can be totally free to experience itself, because it's limited. So wisely is a really important thing about spiritual awareness, is not to get too limited by something that entraps you, okay? And
Okay. We all know when we've been there, you know, that this doesn't feel right. This feels like, you know, it's saying that, you know, this is not allowing me to be who I am in full-fledged who you are, you know. So we always know when we're not going to be cherished and honored in some situations. So choosing wisely is definitely around you for sure. And then it says love begins. Again, that's interesting. So I get that love begins is about a union coming, a spiritual oneness with someone that's of a higher vibration and frequency. So it's definitely showing me that it's around you, and it could be coming around you. And now number eight is that there is someone around you that is beautiful spirit that, you know, is going to be showing, in a sense, love begins. So it's a new relationship. And now power is showing me. So there's a power struggle that is showing me between the human self and, in a sense, the animal self. So when I see that, there's like this dichotomy of being the spiritual self and then being the, in a sense, or say, the animal nature that we're in, you know, of kind of desire and, you know, pleasure and all the things that kind of pull us into another space that takes us away from where we would like to be. So it's kind of noted, it's there in the card, so it's really showing me that. Now, solar plex and chakra, that's your stomach area, you know, so it's showing me some constriction, some reason, and I say around in your stomach belly area, that has been an issue or that has been coming up for you, that you feel, have you had stomach issues at all?
No.
No, okay. So then it's on a spiritual level that it's talking about. So solar plex chakra is about, so you know how, you know, in the Japanese philosophy, it's the hara. Have you ever heard that word, the hara? It's your energy system. Yeah. They are showing me that as a form of getting kind of centered. So if you bring in energy through your solar plex and you kind of breathing in and breathing out, so breath is going to ignite and open up that solar plex area. So that is one way to help kind of expand your energy systems is breath work. Okay? Have you ever done any breath work before?
No, I haven't. My wife, she tries to bring me into, but she has brought me to a different way of thinking of breath,
mm-hmm.
what you say, breath work and breathing and not religion, but spirituality.
Right, right. So great. So what I want you to do is if your wife is willing to kind of show you and teach you and help you do some more breathing meditations, I want you to say yes, okay, and do these things because it's definitely showing up as a way for you to expand your energy system and to really be able to be as big as you can be, you know, on an energetic level, be really big. And so when you do this type of work and you do solar plex work, it's more about breath work. It's more about opening up that whole frequency so that you can, you know, become, like in the beginning of the show, we did that meditation where you get to be bigger than this room and bigger than the house. And your energy systems are extremely big, but because we try to keep them very small and in our bodies, sometimes when, you know, when really we want to be as big as this, you know, bigger than the house, we're trying desperately to fit into this human form when our spirit is quite big. Way bigger than our human form. So this is really just acknowledging that about you and what's been going on for you and some of the work that you can do to kind of help you move into that next level of progression, you know, of spiritual progression in a sense. So all that breath work would really be beneficial. Reiki, have you ever done any Reiki work?
I've heard of that, I believe, well, from my wife, she introduced it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like what the churches say, laying of hands.
Yes,
you know.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And so you have a very And that's why it's coming around you. You have a very big healing energy around you. And so when I see that, I do know that you yourself could be a great healer. And really, I believe you are a healer already. So it's not like you have to become a healer. You just have to learn how to be able to utilize the energy that is how big you are, and then filter it through your system, through your spine, all the way, like from, you know, God's loving energy, all the way down through your spine and then throughout your hands, okay? So I want you to see, this beautiful loving energy around you, God's love and energy and light pouring through your body and then out your hands. And so when you touch someone, if someone's having a pain, I want you to start to experience how beneficial they will feel when you do touch them, okay? And really, when you touch them, I want you to see that person fully and completely healed. Like if they're having a pain in their stomach, I want you to visually see them having a beautiful smile on their face and no more pain. And even hear them say, "I have no more pain," in your head. And then touch and lay your hands on them, okay? So what you're doing is you're energetically moving that person from where they are to where you see them at, which is at this higher frequency, this higher place. And I always think that that is what we do for each other. We pray for someone, you know, we pray for them. We say, "Dear God, please let that person get better." Well, we are going to be doing that with your energy systems. We are going to see that person get better. And we're going to ask God to come in and help them get better. But you are going to see them, physically see them getting better. So your power is in your vision. Your power is in what your intention is. So you have a lot of this not knowing already. I keep getting, Spirit is telling me, to tell you that now's the time. Okay, that's what my guide just said. Tell him now is the time. So, about really stepping forward and doing some really hands-on work.
Yeah,
all right, love.
Yeah, Mom. Just getting into it is new, and I'm kind of old school, and this is
I know.
All new.
And it's okay. You can be old school all you want, but you know that the old school is keeping you stuck. It's not
yeah.
a good school.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good school. It's not a good school. It's not making you, it's not letting you be the person that you were meant to be. So if that old school is a limiting belief system, right, that says, hey, you know, you can't do that, or that would be stupid, or you'd feel dumb, or that's an old school. That's not a belief system that's supporting your new spirit or your spirit now that wants to explore and get big. So check in with that one, because that old school philosophy is going to keep you stuck. All right? And old school just means that, okay, you want to come through the church, or you want to go through an organization that's, you know, that feels right to you. That's okay. That's fine. That's beautiful. And if they lay hands on, fine, but go do that. You know, that feels comfortable for you to be around. That's okay. But I want you to do it. You know, that's what Spirit's saying. Do it, you know, because you are here for this purpose. You know, you are here to help, you know, soothe the pain of your brothers and sisters. And you have the power to do it. So to not do it is to waste this beautiful gift that you've been given. Yeah?
Yeah.
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 And I'm sure your wife can understand that one. So she's a lovely, wonderful person to talk to about. And say, yeah, I am ready. I am open to exploring, you know, this part of myself that I've yet to do before. But I know it's going to come very naturally for you. I just know it. I think you're going to say, wow. And the more you see how powerful you are and how you did help somebody and how they did feel wonderful, the more you're going to want to do it. Yeah?
Okay. May I ask one last question?
Sure. Absolutely.
My relationship with my family. How is it?
Yeah. So I first got it felt like I was seeing a female, like a young female, like a I felt like a daughter. And that was the relationship that spirit just showed me. That is probably the most trying one for you. And I say difficult could be a good word because of the different personalities. You know, it feels like you're two different personalities trying to understand each other. And because of that, there is this lack of wanting to change your point of view. Yeah? Because, you know, you stay stuck on something and then it feels like this person stays stuck on their vision. And together you just can't get in the middle. You know, where there's peace, where there's peace and love. So what I would say when you're having difficulties, it's because you're too anchored in being right. Okay. And that will get you into trouble every time. So I want you to, instead of anchor yourself into being right, anchor yourself into loving. Okay.
Okay.
Anchor yourself in your loving heart that says, this is a beautiful human being who I love, who I want the best for. And even though he's different, everything could be completely different. She likes black and I like white and she likes this music and I don't like, whatever. I still love her and I will want her to know that. You know, so in your heart, I want you to stay when you're with your family. Okay, instead of the righteousness of it all, because it feels like I'm looking at shoes, and when I see shoes, I know that I'm seeing a person that's really saying, well, this is how I feel, this is how I am. And if there's an unwillingness to bend, like, you know, you have to, if a tree doesn't bend, it will break, right? It's so true.
Right.
So you have to be more flexible, more able to bend within the relationships that are around you so that they will then you can have a loving relationship. So I do get that that's some of the teaching for you right now, some of the learning that will start to come to you. You know, it's about softening and it's about loving and it's about letting, you know, forgiveness and letting things kind of go where there you don't have to be the right one. Okay? And if you can do that, and I say that's an ongoing thing. That's an ongoing thing because what happens is the ego really wants to win. When you want to be right, guess what? You're in your ego. You're not in your heart. Because when you're in your heart, everything's fine. Nobody can do any wrong by you when you're in your heart. You know, you can just see the love, you can see the beauty, you can just be in the moment and the gratitude of it all. But when as soon as you get into wanting to be right, you are in your ego. And relationships, you have the most hard times having loving relationships from your ego. So that's all I want you to do is check in with yourself. And say, am I in my ego? Do I want to be right? And if I do, then I'm going to move it into my heart. I'm going to take some breaths, and I'm going to just stay there until I can really see from my heart. And that really is the only way to heal this, to heal anything, really. So I do see that that is something, it's an ongoing practice for everyone that's listening, too. It's not something that, you know, you're the only one that has to. This is an ongoing thing. For most people on the planet, is to step aside from having to be right and to step into just wanting to be in love, in a loving, you know, energy. So that's what I see around you about the relationship. So it's always about how we are addressing relationships and how that's usually the big, you know, it's always if it's their problem, if they've got the problem, then we're in our ego. Because our heart can take the responsibility and say, you know, this is my part in this relationship, and I have been close, and I've been this way and that way. That's when you're in your heart, when you can take responsibility for your part in the relationship. You know? So let's say you say, you know, I have been this way, and I've been this way, and I'm really sorry about this. And when you can bring up all your feelings to a forgiving place, for them and for you, then you're in your heart. Yeah. And I really have all the faith in the world for you, because I really get that spirit is so around you and so working for to enlighten and expand where you have been, you know?
Yes.
So I do know that. I do know that and feel that. So I do know that the more you ask the questions that have been, you know, of your spirit and really come up with honest answers that say, have I been this way? Have I been holding on to my point of view? Have I been wanting to be right? Have I been accusatory? Have I been judgment? Have I had judgment towards this person? Any of those things, if you can say you have, then you have a reason for the relationship not to be working well. Yeah? It's like a marriage, you know, it takes two, right? So it takes two within this relationship as well. And I really get that you want the love to be there. You know, you want to have this loving, wonderful, you know, awesome family. And so it takes moving out of this place that you have been in to this other place that really knows how to do it. You know, and you know the other place that you have to get to is the place that says, I need to learn. I need to learn how to do better, you know? And when we get to that innocence place that says, I'm really sorry I've been this way, or I've been feeling, I don't know. Things can change. Things will improve just because you're in your humility, you know? And I do feel that around you for sure. I really do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, love. Well, blessings, and let me know how it goes, and keep me in touch. And I really am excited for the next half of your life to be the healer that you were meant to be, because it really does feel like that's what you're going to be finding out about yourself, and I'm excited for you. So, blessings. Okay. All right,
thank
love.
You,
have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, everyone, thank you so much for calling in and really bringing such open hearts and questions and letting us explore through everyone's phone call how it is to be on this plane, in this human form, and being the spiritual beings that we are. I just really know that we're all experiencing this sense that we can always do better and that we want to experience ourselves at the highest and whole and happiest that we can be. But if we're not, we have to ask our souls those questions that will answer the question, who has been running our lives? If it is the ego wants to be right. If it's the spirit just wants to be in love. So it's always either we are in fear or we are in love. And if you have had fear running your life, then there's always a lot of question and turmoil and drama and all that. But if you've had love running your life, it's a light, happy, fulfilled experience that feels very joyous and feels like everything's going well. You're in the flow. The flow is energy. That you have to see, but you have to get into the flow or the energy system by how you feel. Your feelings will take you into the flow. So feeling happiness, feeling joy, feeling excitement is going to get you into the frequency that will attract the same. It's the law of attraction. And it's like water seeks its own level. Remember that. Energy seeks its own level too. So blessings, everyone. Our show is over. It's already been 2 hours. And I love you all. And I know that we are all on this amazing journey together. So let's help each other. Let's support each other. Let's love each other. Let's believe in the highest good for everyone that we love and we know. Blessings to you all. Bye-bye for now.